Good morning, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is SouthCars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SouthCars organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCAR server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Kilo Bravo 8 Zulu Golf Lima, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they have checked in. Information regarding our HF operation may be found at www.southcars.com and for this digital operation at www.voip.southcars.com. Your net control for this session was actually supposed to be Mike, WA1NXI, but he had an emergency in his area and he asked that I continue, at least open it up for him. My name is Kathy. My call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My location right now is Vero Beach, Florida, where it's currently a temperature, I believe it's almost 75, 79 degrees. So it's a pretty warm start to the day. High today of about 85, but a very beautiful day. Prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled. If so, please come aboard. Hearing no emergency traffic, here's that other question. Do we have anyone celebrating a birthday, either last week or this upcoming week, that would like to come aboard? Well, hearing no birthday stations, I guess I'm going to check myself in this morning as a birthday station. Actually, I won't be here next weekend. This is the weekend Gordon and I will be moving into our new home. My birthday is May the 19th. So it's about a week from tomorrow. So I'm going to check myself in as a birthday station. So I want to let everyone know this is the Sunday morning rag chew. The purpose of this net is to bring our members and non-members together in a relaxed and informal atmosphere to enjoy a moderated rag chew. Our topic this morning to start things off is Mother's Day. And once again, I want to wish a happy Mother's Day to any of those mothers listening. Want to advise all stations connected that this net is always recorded for future presentation on our website as a podcast. And all stations participating will be part of that recording. Let me pause for a moment and then we'll begin this morning's program. I do ask that everyone continue to check out our website, www.voip.southcars.com. There's always changes there, and we have a major change coming in June. So please check it out, and if you have any questions, just simply send an email to voip@voipnet.southcars.com. But once again, I want to welcome everyone everywhere this morning to another session of the Sunday Morning Rag Chew. We sure appreciate you taking the time this morning and joining us for our Mother's Day special net. We hope that you have had a grand week thus far and ask that you participate and check in this morning. Our program is very simple. I'll be discussing various topics for mothers, but share your thoughts with us on how you spend Mother's Day, remembering your mothers, living or silent keys, share your experiences, maybe that lady in your life, and please come aboard and just say hi this morning. So with that, let's begin. You know, our mothers take many pains throughout their life to make things work for us. She struggles to help us come into this world. With her warmth, love, and care, she gives us the best treatment she can provide. She has a keen interest in our well-being, whatever the circumstances. You ever wondered what would have been if the world was without mothers? Life would have been lifeless, and surely there wouldn't have been the population there is today. Most people consider women to be just childbearers, but know that is not all, as their utmost responsibility begins when they are blessed with a baby in their arms. Let me pause for a moment. You know, thus starts the beautiful journey of a mother and her child, which continues until death tears them apart. Such is the bond of a mother, which makes her the sweetest and most charming people on earth. While they are sweet, sweeter are their smiles. So what does the word mother mean? The M is for the million things she gave us. The O means only that she's growing old. The T is for the tears she shed to save us. The H is for her heart of purest gold. The E is for her eyes, with love light shining. The R means right, and right she'd always be. Put them all together, they spell mother, a word that means the world to me. So let's make sure we tell our moms, the mother of our children, and of course the ladies in our life, how special they are to us today. What I wanted to do this morning is to take a look at Mother's Day. Yes, there's commercials all over reminding us to send flowers or buy mom candy, but where is the real sentiment? It is so much more than a gift or saying Happy Mother's Day. It is all about truly letting our moms and wives know how much they are appreciated. So with nothing further, let me call on our membership here to come aboard and tell us what Mother's Day means to them, maybe about their mothers or their wives, and how they will spend this special day. So at this point, I'm looking for check-ins.
Romeo, Romeo, November.
Hey, Trey Yankee.
Six, Victor.
All right, I'm going to start with these three. RRN looks like he's mobile. He's a little bit scratchy, so I'm going to pick him up. Quebec Yankee and Six Victor, thank you, gentlemen, for being the first to come aboard. Dennis, how are things up there in Indiana? Thanks for coming aboard this morning. How are you going to spend Mother's Day? And to talk to us about your mother and, of course, your wife. So come aboard, Dennis, and thanks for being here.
K6SUN from KB9RRN, Dennis Mobile, Indianapolis. Good morning, Kathy. Good morning, South Cars. Echo 1528 is my number. Get that out of the way. Let's see. Today, we are not doing a whole lot for Mother's Day. My mom and wife and I are going to get together for dinner this evening, probably over at their place, and just hang out there and relax for a little while. And got mom a small yard ornament and a card from the local Hallmark the other day, so we're going to give that to her. And my wife and I don't have any human kids, but we've got dogs, and the dogs were nice enough to get my wife a card with their paw prints in it for Mother's Day, so she got that already. And I'm going to be washing and waxing my wife's car this morning, or this afternoon, whenever, if the rain holds off long enough. Hopefully I get it done. So that's my plan. And I just want to wish you and all the mothers out there Happy Mother's Day and all the best. And we'll turn it back to you. We've got a full week coming up. We're going to dinner at the end of the week, so we're going to be busy. Anyway, I'll hold it up. I'm probably getting noisy. I'm ways to pull in. Best 73, K6SUN from KB9RRN, Indianapolis.
Well, I'm hoping you're hearing me, Dennis. Yes, you were getting a little bit crackly, but I heard every bit of that. Washing and waxing your wife's car. That sounds like a very special treat for her. And I'm glad the dogs gave her that special a card. And I hope that you and your mother and your wife enjoy your dinner this evening. And I know that Dayton is coming up. And actually, towards the end of next week, Gordon and I will be moving into our new location, and we'll be unavailable to hear what's going on next week during the Nets. But I have my Android. I possibly can listen that way. But you and your wife have a very splendid day, and I thank you so much for coming aboard and joining our Sunday morning rag chew. And you know that gift you gave your mother is a very nice gift. Unusual gift, not one that's commercialized, but I'm sure she'll enjoy it. So I'll break with you, Dennis, and if you're available and want to come back, we sure hope that you come back aboard. So Mr. Quebec Yankee, actually you came up with X-Ray Yankee, and I knew that was wrong. Mr. Jim, how are you and Rebecca going to spend this Mother's Day? And I know Rebecca has children, and she is your wife, so hopefully it'll be a special day for both of you. So, Mr. Jim, come aboard, and sure hope Rebecca will come aboard as well. Quebec Yankee, thanks for being here, and please come aboard.
All right. Good morning, Miss Kathy. And this is Davey for Yankee, I declare, I'm able to say anything.
That's right.
Number 1880. Number 1880? what have you. And, well, we don't have no good deal of special goings on here for Mother's Day, but we just stay together all the time anyway, so we're having Mother's Day every day. And Father's Day, too, for that matter. And all that sort of stuff. My mother was a fine lady. She lived to be 95 years old. Well, she missed it. She missed it by about 4 days, three or four, the last week of being 95. She's going to turn 95 at the next week. So that's quite a long life, and my dad has been gone a long time, so let me cycle here. My dad used to tell my mother that sweetened coffee is going to kill her. Yeah, he drank his coffee black. And no sugar, no nothing, his coffee. And he told her that drinking sweetened coffee, cream and all that stuff was going to kill her. And I guess it did. He lived to be 70-something or another. She lived to be 95, so I guess that cream and coffee killed her.
That's what he said.
But anyway, be that as it may, it's all right, too, I guess. Let's see, let's go over and get this bride of mine over here. And I know that she's my bride because I just saw the movie 3 or 4 days ago. of where I got married to her, so I know I'm married. I have to run the movie every now and then to make sure, though. KV4QX, and that's 2100. This is 1880. Go ahead.
You won't do. Yeah, every now and then, I get woke up to visit from the wedding. Sometimes he sings it to me, sometimes he plays it for me. And, yeah, very special fella here. Wouldn't trade nothing away from him. And we're not, as Jim said, we're not doing anything super special today. As far as, my son, he and I talked yesterday evening for a little while. Had a short little visit. And it was nice to get back in touch with him for a little bit. And we're just relaxing and enjoying the day. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ms. Rebecca, Mr. Jim. Unfortunately, you're probably still talking, and you did time out this morning. I guess there was not a long enough pause. So hopefully you'll come back so you can continue with your story. Okay, I see you back, Ms. Rebecca. You and Jim timed out as you were talking about, I think you were talking about your son, talking with him. Actually, my son sent me a text message yesterday. It's about the contact I can have with my son lately because he works such long hours. And when he's awake, I'm probably asleep. But it's always nice to have that special little greeting. So, Miss Rebecca or Jim, do you have anything else further? Because you did time out as you were talking. Back to you, Miss Rebecca.
Okay, so the only thing I was going to say was don't worry about next week. We got all that covered. We're going to have a fantastic weekend next weekend, so everybody can get going. $50 and run the whole weekend on just one long net.
what we'll do.
It'll take forever to play ahead and record again. Go ahead, Miss Kathy.
Well, that is funny, Jim. And, you know, actually, I don't think Gordon or I have discussed about the recordings for next week because, actually, we're supposed to get our cable all connected by Thursday, but none of that equipment will be moved until Saturday, and that day is going to be a very long and probably tedious day. And so hopefully when he'll come aboard, we're hoping that maybe you can do some of the recordings for us and anyone else out there that would like to do those recordings for us as well. So thank you, Jim, and thank you, Rebecca. And I'll go through a little bit talking about mothers and how important they are to us. My mother is 90, and I'm going to try to give her a call sometime today. And I think Gordon will tell everyone what his Mother's Day, this Mother's Day, is going to entail for us. So thank you, Jim and Rebecca. But do come back as we continue to share about Mother's Day. So Sixth Victor, I know what we're doing on this Mother's Day, but maybe you'd like to share about your mother and past Mother's Days and what your plans for today are, and maybe also any response about the recordings for next week. So Mr. Sixth Victor, you know, because Mike is not here to be my backup, I hope that you'll ride along with me. Yeah, but if I have problems, I'm sure you will too. So with that, Sixth Victor, come aboard.
All right, thanks, Kathy. Good morning to you, and good morning to everybody that's riding with us here today. You've already talked about the weather. It looks like it's going to be a decent day. High is supposed to be about 85. Mixed clouds and sunshine, and right now I think we've got more clouds than we have sunshine, but I'm sure that'll start burning off. HF number is 371. Well, we're not going to have a very special Mother's Day today. I'm sorry to say to you, Kathy. You and I are going to be involved in this moving pursuit that's going on. We've already got the car loaded for the number 7 transfer of goods. This will be the 7th here today. So that has to be taken down to the new house and unloaded, and then we have the fun and folly of picking up a washer and dryer and moving that to the new house today. And that's scheduled for a little later this afternoon, so there's not going to be much time to get home and get cleaned up and take you out to dinner, so we'll just have to do it sometime during the week, I guess. Any rate, that's sort of my story. I lost my mother at the tender age of 86, and she was a very special person. You've heard me talk about her before. And a school teacher to boot. K6SUN from KY6V, thanks for the time.
Well, thank you for being here. And yes, I've heard you talk many times about your mother. And we've discussed how she is probably looking down on you wondering how in the heck you could get involved with an English teacher. So hopefully you'll come back aboard as I continue to share. And maybe there's things that you'd like to share with us about you and your mother. Last night I know you shared with us how she could walk over lava. I can't imagine that. But we were talking, everyone, about the term ham radio barefoot. And it got into a conversation about walking barefoot. So thank you, gentlemen, that came aboard as we began our session. Let me throw it out there once again before I continue to see if we can get any additional check-ins. We're wanting to talk about our mothers. We're wanting to talk about girlfriends or wives. Maybe if you have female animals. Who knows? But this is a special day for mothers, and we want to hear from you more so than what I have to share with you. So are there any other check-ins that'd like to come aboard before I continue in what I want to present to you this morning? If so, I ask that you come aboard. All right, hearing nothing, and let me continue with some more information. And we're hoping that even though we usually have long nets, this one will be a little shorter because everyone has a special day to celebrate. But, you know, a mother is a perfect example of sacrifice who gives everything to see her children happy. She gives up all the pleasures of life for the sake of her kids. A mother is a wonderful person who stands with you through thick and thin of your life. She renders you a lifetime service without expecting anything in return. Mother's Day is the perfect occasion to make your mother smile. This delightful occasion gives you a chance to shower your sincere and deep thoughts and feelings for her, giving her some memorable moments to cherish for lifelong. It is said that God could not be present everywhere in the world. That's why he created a mother. Mother's Day is an important occasion in the life of a person. It is the time to shower all your love on your mother and appreciate her for what she is and all that she does for you. A mother is the most special woman in anyone's life. The relationship between a mother and her children is the best one in the entire universe. She is the one responsible for your existence. The credit of making you a part of this beautiful world goes only to her. A mother always acts as a protective shield for her kids and is ready to bear all the hardships in the world on behalf of her kids. Your mother is your first teacher, and she is the one from whom you learn the art of living. Ages have passed, but nothing has ever been able to change the love that a mother has for her kids and vice versa. The unconditional love and warmth that a mother gives to her children is surely worthy of appreciation from them. Let me pause a moment. For this reason, Mother's Day is celebrated across the world every year to provide children with a day to honor and thank their mothers. More than the thought of a day being dedicated to her, it's the effort and love of the children that make Mother's Day a special one for a mom. Mother's Day is a time to celebrate the bond that you share with her and make her feel loved and appreciated. Its celebrations involve many activities such as giving gifts, throwing parties, going for picnics, and merrymaking with family and friends. It is the ideal time to rejoice with your mom and let her know how much you care for her. It is commonly said that a daughter is her favorite, father's favorite, while sons are their mother's favorite. Sons are always and usually closer to their mom as compared to their dads. Boys and their mothers share a unique bond which is unlike any other bond in the world. It has been stated that mostly it is the mother who is the primary source of an influence in a boy's life. So at that point, I'm going to throw it out there once again to see who we can get to check in. We have a lot of stations this morning connected, but not many checking in, so we sure hope to hear from you. We don't want to close the net before we hear from you about this special day and that special bond you have with your mother. So let me throw it out there once again for some check-ins.
GYF.
Well, thank you, Doug, for coming aboard. And you have something special to share with us about both Marilyn and maybe both of your mothers and maybe what you'll do for the day. Let's see who else we can get to come aboard. Guys, you're awful quiet out there. Tell us about Mother's Day, about your mother, what you plan to do today. Maybe you don't have a wife. Maybe your mother is a silent key, and maybe you want to share what you have planned for the day. This is a beautiful day in South Florida, and hopefully it's beautiful in your area. So who else would like to join Doug, GYF, to come aboard and share with us about this Mother's Day? All right. Seems to be very quiet out there. Either some of you are not awake, you don't have that coffee in front of you, or you just don't want to share. We sure do want to hear from you, whether it's just merely to say hi to us this morning. But Doug, I'll pick you up. Tell us about your Mother's Day. Mother's Day in the past, Mother's Day in the future, what your plans are for the day. Thanks for being here.
The gal is, good morning, everybody. Doug here. The gal that takes care of me, K-A-0-R-U-L, she stayed home from church today because she has a cold. She's catching up on some sleep. Your poetry there at top of the hour regarding Mother's Day got me rather choked up. Then I was going to come on here and speak of my mom until you said Marilyn's mom, and it made me think that my proudest moment with Marilyn's mom was Marilyn saying that of her old boyfriends, etc., that I was the only one to ever give her mom a big hug and a kiss. So, how about that, Kansas farm gals? And so regarding my mom, I was going to pipe up and say hello to her there in her better antenna location, the late KB6VCH. We called her Extra Classy Ham, her phonetics, Extra Classy Ham, and she was indeed an extra class, and she outranked me. Thanks, Kathy. Happy Mother's Day to you. And thanks for the poetry. KE0GYF.
Well, thank you so much, Doug, and for coming aboard and sharing that special thought with us about your mother and Marilyn's mother. And yes, I always enjoy reading that little bit of poetry about a mother because some of us probably don't appreciate our mothers as well as we should. You know, they gave up a lot. You know, I think of my son, you know, he feels I gave up a lot for him. I stayed pretty much at home with him until he was out of high school and didn't go to work. Just was there for him, which is a rarity nowadays. And, you know, when he graduated, Doug, he told me, he says, Mom, it's time you go back and do what you want for you. And that's how I became a teacher. So I thank him for that. So, but thank you, Doug, for being here and coming aboard. And, you know, our day today is going to be a different type of Mother's Day. Like Gordon was saying, it's a trip to the new home. It is a unpacking, and it's a picking up of washer and a dryer, and then probably arriving back home at 6:30 or so, which is probably too late for any celebration. But we will have time enough for that in the future. And actually, this is the first actual Mother's Day that Gordon and I share as a married couple, so it's a special day for us. So thank you, Doug, for coming aboard. And, you know, I'm going to throw it out there once again to see if I can get anyone else to come aboard, because you don't need to hear from me. You don't need to hear about the history of Mother's Day. We want to hear what you think of Mother's Day and the remembrances of your mothers. So how about anyone else coming aboard?
Six Victor with a reach, eh?
Well, thank you, Mr. Six Victor, coming to my rescue here. See, we have a lot of stations connected, but they don't want to say anything this morning. Maybe they don't want to talk about their mothers. But thanks for coming to my rescue, as I said. And hopefully you have some additional things you'd like to share with us, because I don't want to go into the history of Mother's Day. That's not important. What is important is about hearing from each and every one of you. So, Gordon, what do you have to share further with us this morning?
Okay. Thanks, Kathy. Good morning to Doug down there in Fort Myers. Doug reminded me of something I should have mentioned on my mother, too, and didn't even think about it, but she was a ham also. Her call was K6 Triple E. We called her the Dit Gal. And it was in self-defense that she became a ham. You know, my father, you know, Kathy, was an old-timer. And I was licensed at the age of 12, and we would sit around the dining room table, and my father and I would just talk about radio and hamming and this, that, and the other. And one day my mother just stood up and says, "Okay, guys, I've had enough of this. I'm going to go take my license, and you're going to listen to me, too." And that's what happened. So it was a great relationship all the way around. Thanks, Kathy. KY6V, back to Ned.
All right. Thank you, Gordon, for sharing that. I'm not sure if I knew about Doug's mother being a ham. I don't know if he's ever shared that before, but that was very, very special. My mother, of course, is not a ham, probably doesn't even know what it mainly is. And actually, you've never met my mother, Gordon, and hopefully one of these days that she'll make that trip down so you can meet her. She is a special lady, and she did a lot for me as I was growing up. My mother is probably where I felt I should be there for my child and not go to work. She never worked. She was there. She had four children, and she never worked. She was always there when we came home from school so we could talk to her about our day at school, and she'd help us through any problems we had. But I had a very special father as well, so my parents were very special, and I lost my father quite a few years back, probably 92, I believe. And we won't be able to share with everyone about Father's Day because our programming is changing. I'm not going to share much more with you about Mother's Day, but it was from a lady, her name was Ann Jarvis, way back in history, who began this special day to celebrate her mother. And we all want to celebrate our mothers on this special day. So I'm going to throw it out there once again. This is probably going to be the shortest net I've ever done, Gordon. And see who we can get to come aboard. If you don't want to talk about mothers or wives or what you're doing on this day, we hope that you'll check in and then just say hi to us this morning. So this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and I'm going to throw it out there to all those stations connected and see if you'd just like to come aboard and say hi or talk to us about your mothers. Before we start to close this morning. So is there anyone anywhere who would like to tell us about Mother's Day activities or their mothers or their wives? Kilo 6 Sierra United November are looking for those check-ins.
Quebec Yankee.
Well, good morning once again, Quebec Yankee, and maybe you can let us know. You said that you'd be there available for the Nets next week. Probably we need to know if you could do some of those recordings as well. So, Quebec Yankee, thanks for being here. Thanks for sharing with us this morning. And thanks for coming back aboard when it's so quiet out there. Mr. Jim, come aboard.
Yeah. I can do that. I'm just trying to figure out, should I install again my Dropbox, or maybe I'd be better on the Skype. I don't know. I never have transferred a file on the Skype, but I don't know why you can't. I mean, load it, I just don't know how.
I don't know what
size the quality. So anyway, Mr. Victor will talk about that. We'll come up with something or other, if it's wrong. One thing about it, I know one way to do it. That's run the tapes to my house and let him record them.
We know that works.
I know that works. All right. I wanted to mention one other thing. Let me cycle here. I wanted to mention one interesting phenomenon. You know, you have strange phenomenon. But we have Kilo 6 Echo Echo Echo. That's Echo Echo Echo. But anyway, and then we got KY6, and it's still pretty near Echo 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 Tango. It's Echo 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 Tango. So he's got his mama's call with a spare T on it. Got the prefixes all together different because he got KY. And he just, she was just K. But anyway, KY6, Echo, 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 Tango. me. See that, how serious minded I am? My goodness, wasn't that? That's one of the most fabulous things I ever said. I can't believe it. Now, good morning, Miss Kathy.
Well, good morning once again, Mr. Jim. And that's really funny. You know, I actually could have taken his mother's call sign probably, unless someone already has it, and that may be someone already has it. When I was looking for a vanity call, I was trying to look for something that represented me, and the S-U-N pretty much just stood out there for me because of what everyone refers to me as and the sunshine state I live in. So that was a perfect call. So I'm going to throw it over to KY6V, I think you said Echo, 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 Tango, that KY6V, so he can maybe share with you plans for the recording and suggestions, Jim. So KY6V, please come aboard.
Okay, thanks, Kathy. Jim, I would suggest we just do it like we did the last time. That worked out great. No fuss and no muss, and you don't have to spend time getting Skype loaded on your computer and Dropbox and all of that. We don't have to tie the server up at all. We just connect direct like we do many times, and you just start that recording up, and I'll capture it, and it's all said and done. Yeah, you got going on this Triple E business, didn't you? You know, thinking about that, no matter how much space you put in between the E's, some people will copy it as an S, so it would be K6S, a special event station or something, I guess. Kathy and I was driving her to school. This was about a week ago. And she says, look at the license plate in front of us, and it was a ham, and it was a WA1 call, and it was WA1HHH, Hotel, Hotel, Hotel. And I said to myself, boy, that's a doozy on CW. Go ahead, Kathy, KY6V.
All right, thank you so much, Gordon, for coming back about the recordings. And, you know, next week, everyone, our nets on Saturday for the Global Family Hour, which I won't be available for. That's our day of moving, is about, I'm trying to think, one is about barbecuing, and one is about raising a dog, I believe. And hopefully NXI will be okay to run that. So he has a brand new puppy. So that's our schedule for next week, is raising your dog and barbecuing. And then the following week, May the 22nd, which hopefully we'll be all back aboard, Jim, is about the leader dogs. And I don't know if they have leader cats. Well, I'm looking forward to that one. But because we're not having too many come aboard and share with us about their Mother's Day, their mothers, their girlfriends, their wives, we're actually going to wind this down. You know, thinking of Mother's Day, it all started back in the Civil War when her name was Ann Jarvis. She wanted to recognize the mothers of those soldiers who perished. So it's been going for quite some time. And it's more commercialized nowadays than it used to be. But we hope that you'll appreciate your mother on this day, appreciate your wife or girlfriend, and just enjoy the fantastic day. So let me throw it out there for a final check-in, see if there's anyone that would like to come aboard and share with us about Mother's Day. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, your net control, looking for those final check-ins. All right, I want to thank everyone everywhere who joined us this morning. Hopefully you'll have a fantastic day celebrating your mother or your girlfriend or your wife, and just enjoy your fantastic weather. But I am going to close this session this morning, and so you can get on with your day and enjoy the beautiful weather. This has been South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. VOIP net schedules and general information may be found on our website, and that's www.voip.southcars.com. Your net control for this session has been myself. My name is Kathy. My call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, saying 73 and closing this VOIP session Want to thank you for your participation. The net is now closed and returned to regular amateur use. So on behalf of Kilo 6 Sierra United November and South Cars, I want to say bye-bye for now.